Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We have a heck of a show for you today. A lot of NBA action to talk about last night. Big games all over the association and a lot of takeaways, and we'll get into that. Obviously, baseball. Rob, I got to check on you. Are you all right today?
Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
And matter of fact, the lockout will start in about 10 minutes.
That's all right. This is
you
not,
sure?
Yeah. This is okay. This is better, okay. Chris, to have a lockout than the players striking at not coming to spring training. Do you know what I mean? Like that's okay. Worse to me. They'll get a deal done. I've talked to some people. It's just this is negotiation.
Okay.
You see the way the owners are spending
money. I actually like what the players. I mean, they're trying to help out. You know, you got to wait so long before you can really get the big
money. No doubt. No doubt.
And I don't think it's right. It's not like that in any other sport. I mean, football a little bit, but not as bad, right? I don't think it's baseball in that regard. So. Let the young guys eat. That's what I want to see. So we'll see. But hopefully they'll play games. But we got that to talk about and so much more. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening, and you will not be disappointed. We got Damon Jones, NBA champion and friend of the show, joining us at the bottom of the hour. That's always fun. So keep it locked. We got the iCouple crew in full effect on this Worship Wednesday, Christmas style. DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos, on the unos and the doses. We got super producer Rob G. That's all I know. I can count to about seven in Spanish. That's about it.
Oh, I'm way past Rob G
on the house. In the house, and Ralph Irvin on the updates. Are you bilingual, Rob? Do you know a second
language? I am. Si. Leche.
Racist.
That's it? That's probably
what? How is that racist? Because I can speak Spanish. You guys are mad that I'm bilingual. I'm from New York.
You know, I can speak
the language. Yes,
we'll talk dogs, daughters, and coffee.
That's right. You ready?
Go for it.
Dogs, daughters, and coffee.
Rob,
there you go.
There is no way I believe they taught Spanish at PS 151.
At PS 116. Yes, oh, they did teach Spanish. Are you kidding?
You need a name. Your school needs a name to teach Spanish.
Don't you know that
a real name, not a number.
You know that Puerto Rico is the sixth borough of New York? You got to know how to speak Spanish. Come on, where's racist, no?
I thought that was coming for sure.
All right,
let's get into it before we get into trouble. Last night, Rob Parker, big game. We both were into it. I think the whole basketball world was into it. The two best teams in the league. Warriors had the best record, 18-2 entering. And the Phoenix Suns on a 16-game winning streak. And after they beat the Warriors 104-96, make it a 17-game win streak. These look like the two best teams in the West for sure, if not the league. And it could be a preview of the Western Conference Finals and what a finals that would be. So what was your takeaway, Rob Parker, from what you saw last night in that game?
Just, you know, the awful shooting night by Steph Curry and all the Steph Curry minions who got their panties in a bunch last night. Steph Curry was awful last night. 4 for 21.
12 points.
12 points.
4 for 21, 12 points.
And 3 for 14 from long distance. And they played them good defense on him. And he just had a bad shooting night, which is fine.
Yeah, shout out to Mikal Bridges.
No, he played great on him, Chris.
First of all, he's a very good defender. And last night he showed it. He only had 2 points, but Rob, he's long, he's athletic, and he followed Steph around. And he did the best job I've seen in a long time on Steph Curry. So he did a great job.
Yeah. So what's his worst shooting night? His previous worst, Chris, was 5 for 21, which he has done twice before in 2016 and 2019, both against the Lakers. But he had a bad night. But this is my only thing, okay? It was a big game. The new big game in November. That's all the Steph Curry got. The new big game in November. Where were you when they beat Brooklyn? It's fine. I was here, and I was here last night.
You weren't really saying nothing.
I didn't say anything last night, Chris. I didn't say there
was
no
squawking all day. You sent me a text of a pack of cool cigarettes and baby oil, and the caption was after Steph's bad night. You needed cigarettes and baby oil, so stop it with the trying to come off like, oh, you know, I'm objective. You were cheering your head off from Mikal Bridges last night. And you've been blowing smoke all day long. Just own it, Rob.
Now, here's my point, though. My point is you can't have it both ways. If Steph Curry went for 50 last night against the red-hot Phoenix Suns and snapped their streak, Chris, those Steph Curry fans would be crowing and you wouldn't hear the end of it. So don't make it like, oh, it ain't a big deal, it ain't no big game, it don't matter, whatever, because he played poorly. That's my biggest takeaway, is just own it. It's okay. He's had plenty of big nights, not late in games in the playoffs or anything where he had to tie score,
no,
nothing like that.
27 in the playoffs.
But
yeah, he doesn't get it.
Yeah, not then, but last night, you Steph Curry guys, just take it for a change. It's all right. You guys had big nights that you've reveled in. And don't tell me it wasn't a big night or wasn't a big game because it's just November. These were two scorching hot teams. People wanted to see them. Chris, I brought it up earlier in the show yesterday. Didn't I say that? That's what I want to see. You said the same thing. We right. both wanted to see the game. Don't try to downplay it because Steph blew a tire or, you know, couldn't see over the basket or whatever you want to say, or they D'd up on him. That's all. Admit it and acknowledge he had a bad night and give the Suns some credit and leave it alone. But to try to downplay it enough, I'm not having that.
Stop it. All right. Because first of all, it's ridiculous what you're saying. He had a bad game. But you're calling out his minions, as you called them, his fans. I can say the same thing about you. Where were you when he dropped 37 on the Brooklyn Nets, huh? In Brooklyn, in a rout of Durant and Westbrook and Harden. And Durant, by the way, 6'19" that night. I didn't get a text that day of cool cigarettes and baby oil. I didn't get a text that morning talking about, you know what we leading with tonight, baby. I can't wait. We didn't even talk about it. So I'm crying hypocrite. I'm calling hypocrite right now, Rob Parker, because you can't have it both ways. And here's the other thing. Yeah, Steph had a bad game. People are like, okay, so what? It's a November game. It's game 21. What's the big deal? And you're saying, well, if he had scored 50, we'd be going crazy. Rob, what player isn't that the case for?
No.
If LeBron has a bad game, he has a bad game. If he goes for 40 and a triple-double, we're all talking about it.
No,
if
the
Durant,
difference...
Again,
no.
We didn't talk about Durant's bad game against Golden State. But when he has a huge game, like last night, he scores 11 in the last 5.5 minutes. We're talking about it. It's true for every player.
But my point is, my point is that it was big because had he slayed the Suns that had run off 16 straight, Chris, and went to, right, that game was in Phoenix, goes to Phoenix, wins that game, has 50, people would be ranting and raving like to the high heaven.
Naturally.
No, but he had a bad night.
It would be the same way.
Why can't people talk about the bad night? We can talk about it. Don't try to discount it.
We are talking about it.
No, I'm talking about his minions. They don't want to hear about it. They think, it's a November game. It don't matter. When are you talking about it? There's no big game in November.
Rob. Steph, this is like when you tried to go at Tom Brady. I can't remember what game he had a bad game. And I was
there
like,
there were a lot of them last year.
I was like, Rob, he's above it. You can get on the airwaves and rant and rave. Oh, Tom Brady, he's above it. I'm sorry. Nobody cares if Tom Brady has a bad Sunday. Okay? He's still 7-time Super Bowl champion. He's still on one of the Super Bowl favorites. He's still one of the MVP favorites. It's the same with Steph. He slayed so many giants. I mean, come on. You going to make a big deal out of a freaking regular season game?
Yes.
Has won 3 championships, 2 MVPs.
Old news.
Averaged
27
points in the finals, in the playoffs. I mean,
old
come
news.
On, man.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about what happened last night. This is a daily radio show, Chris Broussard. We're not talking about Steph Curry's lifetime achievement. Who cares? It's a daily radio show. You know what happened last night? Steph was stinky. He stunk up the joint. He was historically bad. It's worth talking about. And don't tell me it wasn't a big game. It was the biggest game of the year.
Nobody said it wasn't a big game.
No, his minions said it wasn't a big game. There's no big game in November. There's no big game in November. There's no big game in November.
You sound like you still got baby oil on, man. I mean, my goodness.
I'm a little ashy. I need baby oil.
Yeah, you need to send some of that to Brooklyn. How about, to KD,
How about where I got that picture when I went to the store to get that picture?
I'm surprised you haven't done a Where's My Beef one, baby, or a cool cigarette or something,
Chris,
like that.
This is how cheap I am. You saw the picture. Yeah. Now, normally somebody would
buy that.
Somebody would buy the baby oil and buy the cigarettes and take their own picture, right? So I bought the baby oil for $1, but there's no way I'm paying $8 for cigarettes I'm not smoking. So I went to the counter, asked the guy, could he show me a pack of Cools? I sat it next to the baby oil.
What did he say when you took the picture?
And I said, I just needed a picture. I don't smoke. He just put it back.
Unbelievable. All right. So there you have it. I mean, Rob is going berserk. Okay, it was a big regular season game. But you know what?
So what?
They play again Friday. And watch Steph put about 36 on them. Maybe even 40, Rob. He might go for 40. And I think the Warriors will return the favor and win on Friday. But we'll see. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is it fair to rip Steph Curry after his ugly performance last night against Phoenix? We will continue the conversation with you next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of Mobile Tire Installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
It sure is, and it is the iCouple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. As we begin to kick off this holiday season, we've already had Thanksgiving, and we are gearing up for Christmas and the New Year, and Happy Hanukkah.
That's right,
to all
Hanukkah
of our
has started.
Jewish brothers and sisters out there, and Happy Kwanzaa. We celebrate Kwanzaa, Rob.
Do you really? Not us.
You ain't black, man. You ain't celebrating.
I am.
Kwanzaa.
I'm Christian. I'm not black. I'm Christian.
I'm Christian too. We celebrate Kwanzaa the Christian way.
All right.
Feel your best with M-Drive. Want to lose weight? Try M-Drive Lean protein powder. I'm sorry. Backed by real science to help you lose weight. Go to MDriveForMen.com. Don't let age beat you. Visit MDriveForMen.com. All right. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Rob wants to rip Steph. You want to join him for his sorry performance last night? Let's hear from you.
All right, let's kick it off with Sean in Sacramento. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
My uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Man, Rob, look, as a Northern California representative, you're 100% right. Steph looked horrible out there, man. I didn't know if I was watching Mikal Bridges or if a young Ron Artest in his prime came out there, man. He was the official shimmy stopper, man. It was terrible.
I thought that was John Starks out there.
Okay.
Right.
So is that a big deal?
Steph had a bad game.
Look. I know Rob brought you some soul food, but my goodness. I mean, keep it real.
Look at this now.
Is it a big deal?
I'm the one that took him to the corner store to get that baby oil and a pack of Cools,
right,
man, against them new boys. But Chris, man, look, Steph is washed, man. He's so washed.
Wait, stop.
Keep Sean on.
Did you really – look, Sean, even with last night, if the MVP vote were right now, it would be Steph Curry.
But look, Chris, look. You transition exactly to what I was going to ask Rob, man. He's so washed. He's so bad. Rob, let's drop some Jordans on him, man. Steph is going to get the MVP. I get a pair of the Jordans. He doesn't get it. You get a pair. It's literally Steph against the field, man. Wow. You got all the swag right now, big bro.
Wow. Okay. You hear that, Rob?
I heard that.
He calling you out. You He sound like right, he to shut you up. You ain't got nothing to say. You speechless.
We'll have that conversation.
In other words, Sean, no.
I'm not ready to make that right now, but we can make that bet. All right? We can make that bet. I just don't want to do it.
So is it on?
I said I don't want to do it right now. Well, I'll have that conversation with him, definitely. All right, Tim in Ontario.
In other words, America, no.
No, I didn't say it was a no. I could have just said no.
Now he's salty with Sean. How dare you call me out on the air?
You know, it's all good.
Next time I come to Sacramento,
I'm hanging out with Mark. That's all I want you to know. Tim in Ontario, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Kaboom, what's up?
How you, buddy?
What up, man?
Man, I'm doing good. Wasn't last night a great night for basketball just in general? Like, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Not a good
game. It was great to watch for me. I loved every minute of it.
You don't get a ton of regular season nights like that. Like, you know, Christmas is great, but that was a good night.
It was awesome. But I just want to say, yes, it's fair to rip Steph Curry because he gets the praise, but for some reason he's so likable, he avoids the criticism. For example, the play-in games last year.
Go ahead.
He had a chance to knock Lakers out, and he lost. Then he got a home game against Memphis. Ja Morant is a second-year rookie.
Preach.
And what happened? He failed again. And it was on him. Everybody said it's only him on that team.
That Laker game, he got no points in the fourth and overtime.
Turnovers. But he shimmies. He shows off. And I like Steph. I really do. He's very likable.
He
doesn't know. Steph doesn't get criticism.
It's okay. Fairness is not something that's going to happen. But I'm just saying, these days are deserving. When it's clear as day on these big stages, he should get criticized. He should get put down a little bit because, oh man, they do it to Kyrie, they do it to Kevin Durant,
they do it to everybody.
But hold on, they do it to Steph. What are you talking?
Who?
Rob Parker's dedicated.
Nobody brought up the playing game. No one ever brings up the playing game.
You know why he didn't get ripped? Because what was he playing with?
But he got
he didn't have much help.
No, that's no, I'm that's serious. That's
no,
a cop out. He was there in overtime.
Do that.
No, he got to overtime with that same team. If he would have won, they would have elevated him and said,
Rob,
"Look at what Steph did."
Say that like that means something. If that happens with every player,
no,
if they
but my
won,
point
they
is,
would have got
you can't
yeah,
use
you're
that.
Right.
That's the same excuse
that
you
all the time.
For the Fab Five. Well, they were freshmen. They got to the championship game. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you don't give them credit because they were freshmen. They deserve credit for that.
Tim, thank you. Thanks for the call. Thanks for being honest. Let's squeeze in Mark from Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What up, man?
Real quick.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Real quick. I think I'm the only one that can say I've been watching since the preseason. I watch these games progress. I don't put Steph Curry up there like the light-skinned brother world does, you know? But I will say,
Wait, you don't put him up there. What does that mean?
I don't put him up as high as you do, Chris. You give him real high praise, okay? But that's
so
cool.
What is he historically?
He's a great, great shooter who's probably got the best range I've seen in anybody. But the purest shooter is coming back in a few days. He's down there in Santa Cruz, which will help him even more. I'm about ready to tell you, he's been the best player I've seen better than Durant because he hasn't had a Harden, and that dude's been tearing the league's ass up, making shots and keeping them where they are. And you wait till he gets his buddy back in about two or three games around Christmas time, I guess they said. He's even going to get more shots. And then they get the inside presence back when Wiseman come. This is a complete dangerous team because they have a combination of experience and older guys, and they've incorporated their youth to get in that experience why those guys are hurt. This is going to be a dangerous team down the line. This is what I've seen.
Right,
and I'm not a fan of Curry's. I am not. But that's what I've seen since the beginning.
The boy is bad. The boy is bad, period.
He's been tearing the league's ass up for about 20 games. I know that. He was due for a bad one.
We'll just wait for the postseason.
His second score was Jordan Poole.
Appreciate it.
Jordan Poole.
That's all right. Everybody in the pool.
I gotta give
he's been balling. He's been playing well, Chris.
Why are you poo-pooing Poole? But
when
Klay gets back, Poole moves down, Wiggins moves down. Oh, Golden State gonna be dangerous. All right, we will get to our interview. We got a good one coming up. Damon Jones joins us. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We got a next guest that we love having on the show. He's an NBA champion, an NBA analyst, friend of the show, Damon Jones. What's Damon. Up, brother?
Chris, what's going on, fellas? Rob?
We good.
Nice
we good,
to you
bro.
Guys again, man.
Yeah, how are you, buddy?
You know it's always good to have you on. How was your holiday?
My holiday was good, man. I ate too much turkey, though.
Hey, oh, yeah. You, all of us, man.
And
no
then you
doubt about that.
Asleep on the couch, whatever that trick the fiend or whatever. What do they call that stuff?
The itis. The itis. But, all right, look, Damon, you know we love having you on the show, but everybody knows you're a Lakers apologist.
Yes.
So we're going to start with the Lakers, all right? Are you concerned? I mean, you know, long term. I'm not talking about the next 2 weeks without LeBron.
At
but long term, we know it's championship or bust. Are you concerned about this team?
You know, I've said on several occasions I'm not concerned. When they get the full complement of players back, I think that they're going to do what they set out to do from the beginning of the season, and that's be one of the last two teams standing at the end of the season.
You don't believe that. Come on, Damon. They going to the finals?
Come on, Rob. Listen, I understand, you know, your disdain for LeBron James. And it's okay. We talked about it on several occasions.
I don't have a problem with LeBron. What do I care? I'm just a lowly sports writer. I don't have any issue.
You're a good sports writer. Don't sell yourself short. But I believe the Lakers are gonna be there at the end competing for a championship.
Mm. Wow. Right. Who's playing defense in that championship game?
Yeah, their D is shaking, my man.
And that's the problem, right?
Okay.
They've been marginal defensively, but they have guys that are out that are going to put a lot of guys in their place. Trevor Ariza being out is one of them. I like what Kendrick Nunn is going to bring to the team when he gets back. And I think, you know, LeBron James, he always has, you know, he's always setting the right tone on both sides of the ball. And I think, you know, once everybody gets healthy, they're going to be fine.
Damon, look, AD is obviously a great player, top 10 player, first ballot Hall of Famer, all that. But I need more. I feel like, and Rob and I both felt this way last year, that he was supposed to take the torch from LeBron after that championship, make it his team. Let LeBron
MVP.
Settle into being the playmaker, the second guy. Yeah, and AD maybe goes for an MVP. And he just seems – I've kind of accepted that he seems more suited to be the second guy. Like, he's a superstar, but he seems suited to be the second guy. First of all, do you agree with me? And if you don't, what would you say to AD? If you were his teammate, and he's playing fine, but I need more. That's all I'm saying, especially with LeBron out. If you were his teammate, what would you say to him to get him going and to really fulfill his potential, which I think is in the conversation for the best player in the league?
Well, I think AD has to be more aggressive, but it's not just AD's problem. Frank Vogel, you know, I think is a very good coach. I think he has to put AD in better position to, you know, reach that potential that you guys are looking for. They're running a lot of pick and rolls with AD. I think they need to get him on the block. He needs to dominate the matchups that he has. And we all know AD hates playing the five. So with that being said, you have to use some of those big guys that you have, whether it be Dwight Howard or DeAndre Jordan. Put those guys next to AD. I think he flourishes more when he has a bigger guy next to him.
You don't think he's better at the five? You don't think he's better at the five? I think he's better at the
I think he's better at the five in stretches. But I wouldn't put him out there every single night at the five and expect the type of production that you guys are asking for. I think when he's played alongside another defensive center, then he shows a lot more than he's showing at this point in time.
Damon, help me with the Phoenix Suns and what they got going on. First, the owners and controversy and all kinds of stuff going on there. They have seemed not to let that bother them, just playing 117 in a row. What are they doing right, and why are they playing so well?
Well, you have to tip your hat to Monty Williams and Chris Paul. I think the leadership and what those guys are preaching down there in Phoenix is having those guys playing at a high level every single night. I mean, they're not taking any nights off yet. If you think about it, they started the season 1-3, and now they've won 17 games straight, and I think it's because of the leadership of Monty Williams as well as Chris Paul.
I thought a big key last night, Damon, was DeAndre Ayton. Like, you know, I think every team with a great big man like Embiid, Jokic, Anthony Davis, when they play the Warriors, that should be the blueprint. Like, Ayton didn't take a shot outside of 12 feet. He was 11 for 19 from the field. Like, he just dominated inside. And I think the Warriors, the one thing, even before last night, as they were rolling through people, I'm looking at them and I'm like, man, they are small. And so right. I want to ask you, one, are they too small? We're talking about winning the championships. Are they too small? Mm-hmm. And we know they get the 7-footer James Wiseman back, the second-year guy, who I like a lot. Do you think he can give them the size, the presence that they'll need to really have a legitimate shot to win the championship?
Well, I think they can win a championship with the team that they have now if Wiseman plays good or if he doesn't. One thing about the Warriors that people don't understand, in a 7-game series, they have so many matchup problems that they throw at you. And, you know, last night, you know, how it goes, you play a team and then you have to get ready for a team two nights later or back-to-back. So it's tough for the Warriors to scheme and do the things that they need to do to be successful. But in a 7-game, against any center, then, you know, they're going to propose a lot of problems.
You don't think that's going to be a problem, a big guy? You don't think that would be a problem?
No,
No,
I don't, because I've seen it too many times with that same Warriors team in the finals 4 years. You know, we thought we had a guy on the inside that could dominate, but, you know, so many challenges that they present when they go small.
All right, last question, Damon. All right, Steph had a bad night. Of course, he's a great player. Mm-hmm. Anybody can have a bad night. But if you needed a big shot with 20 seconds to go, are you giving the ball to Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, or Steph Curry? Who are you giving it to?
Steph Curry, without a doubt.
What? I mean, like, he hasn't made a big shot, Damon. What are you talking about?
I'm going to take my chances with Steph Curry. I know those other guys have made big shots in their career, but you know, Steph Curry, like everybody's saying, like I'm saying, being one of the best shooters to ever shoot the basketball myself.
I'm glad you said one of the best and not the best.
No, he is the best.
I appreciate
you. He's the best shooter.
He said one of the best.
Damon, you were saying
one of the best.
Who's the best shooter?
One of the best.
It is Steph, man.
It ain't Steph.
The best shooter in the world? The best shooter to ever play the game of basketball is Steph Curry. Hey, Rob, you need to stop that. I understand.
No,
you came
Damon,
he's
never made a big shot. Come on, Damon, to be the greatest
that
shooter
don't
ever.
That you ain't the greatest.
Damon, you got to make a big shot in a big moment, Damon. Come on. That's all
That's
I'm asking.
That's not true. That's not true, Rob.
Yes, it
That's
is.
Not true.
Yes,
That's
it
not
is.
True.
All right.
It's not
we
true.
Appreciate you, my man.
Damon, great stuff as always, brother. Thank
you're the best.
You.
You're the best. Even if you're wrong on Steph, you're the best.
All right, Rob. Chris, I appreciate you guys for having me on, man. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, of course. David, thanks.
And Rob, I'm going to say this. And you know, I think I was the first guy on national TV to say Steph was the best shooter ever. I would take Reggie. If I had to choose one guy for the last shot, I would take Reggie.
Okay, that's fair.
He just did it too many times. That don't mean I think he's a better shooter, but in that moment, I would take Reggie.
Okay.
No doubt. All right, we the Odd Couple. Shekel City is next. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
All right, folks, we are the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
That's right. Shekel City is not yet sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook, but it will be. Last night, 2-1. That means I picked four of the last six games correctly. And tonight, we got the Mavericks -3.5 at the Pelicans. I like that a lot. The Rockets have won a couple of games. Give me 2.5 points at the Thunder. The Rockets +2.5. And the Hornets are in Milwaukee. I got the Bucks -9 against the Hornets. There you go. Shekel City, Chris. I'm heating up. I need a hat trick tonight. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on. There you go. Shekel City on this.
Which is valuable information, folks. Real
on
talk.
On this
go the opposite,
Wednesday.
But listen.
Yes. Okay.
Listen to what Rob's bets are and go the opposite way.
It's a worship Wednesday, so you know what I'm saying?
I got to be nice. Okay. Yes. All right. Speaking of nice, our next guest, wrote for the Philadelphia Tribune and has been a sports writer for 43 years and is retiring now. We welcome in Donald Hunt. Donald, welcome to the iCouple.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Chris? It's always good to hear from you, brother. I mean, really, man. You guys do a fantastic job, you and Rob, and it's just wonderful, man, to be on your show. You know, the iCouple, I mean, it's a great thing, man, and Rob talks about it all the time, you know.
Well, Donald,
in terms of the name.
Thank you, man, and I know you know, like the rest of America, that I'm Oscar. And
no,
Rob
that ain't
is
the
Felix.
Case. Donald, don't even buy. Donald knows me for 100 years. hey, but it's about you, Donald. Congratulations.
Yes,
43 years, 30 at the Philadelphia Tribune, one of the long-running black newspapers in this country. And
right.
You've covered so many things. And to be able to retire, walk out yesterday, December 1st. Just what went into the decision that it was time?
Yeah, actually, I thought about it last summer, Rob. You know, things were kind of winding down for me. I mean, I really enjoy sports writing and really enjoy what I do, but I felt as though it was a good time to, you know, kind of move away from the daily grind. I mean, there's still some things I'd like to do, but, you know, with all the work that I was doing at the Tribune, you know, I wouldn't be able to do it unless I actually, you know, decided to wind down and retire. So that's what I decided to do, and I decided to, you know, work up until basically the end of the year. I mean, at the Tribune, in covering sports, I always say this, Rob and Chris, we cover sports on all levels, and you know, high school, college, and pro. And just for example, like one day I could be down talking to Jalen Hurts with the Philadelphia Eagles and covering the Eagles. The next day I could be over in Camden at the Sixers practice talking to Tyrese Maxey and Doc Rivers. You know, and then another day I could be up at Temple interviewing Aaron McKee, you know, about his basketball team. And then day after that, I might be writing a story on Negro League baseball or covering,
right.
you know,
yeah.
championship high school game or something. So it never gets boring. Rob, is always another story to write, you know. I mean, in all the years, the 30 years I've been at the Tribune, I don't think I've ever come to work or ever gotten up in the morning without something to do, you know, without some story to pursue or without an interview to set up or, you know, it was always something to do. And that was exciting and that was good for me. But, you know, like I said, you know, I wanted to, you know, step away, catch my breath, and, you know, hopefully maybe write another book or, if not, do something like you guys are doing on radio or whatever. I mean, there's some opportunities out there I'd like to look, and now I have the time to do it, you know.
Right,
and,
right.
So, yeah.
Donald, talk about, I mean, 43 years in the business. Talk about the advancements you've seen for black sports writers and broadcasters and so on, and blacks in the media
right.
Of sports, because obviously when you started, I'm sure they were few and far between.
Oh, yeah, Chris. I mean, when I started, man, you know, there were very few black sports writers. Matter of fact, in Philadelphia, the only ones that I remember at the time that I got interested in writing sports was this guy, Julius Thompson, who wrote for the Evening Bulletin at the time, and that was the Daily in Philly. Tom Greer wrote for the Daily News. And then it was a guy, Claude Harrison, that worked at our paper, the Philadelphia Tribune. So it was only three black sports writers around at that time. Fortunately, over the years, things got a little better. But they still need to go to another level, man. There's still not a lot of black sports writers. There's right. more now than it was back then. But just wasn't a lot. I mean, like, I can tell you, I was covering the Big Five, and I was the only black sports writer for a long time, you know.
Right.
And,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and matter of fact, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, as our time is running out, the best or worst player you covered in Philadelphia, obviously a lot of players came through. The best or worst? Give me about
yeah.
give me
take
a
you know what?
I'm going to take a guess and say Julius Irving.
Yeah, Doc. I was going to say Doc. Yeah, Doc was really, really talented, man. I covered him right after they won the championship. And, man, I was really amazed at him. You know, I mean, the moves around the basket, the fact that his hands were so big, he could get out in the open court and do, you know, so many great things. So he would be the greatest player, you know, that I covered, you know. I mean, particularly
as a
pro.
Well, Donald, great stuff, man, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes with us. Congratulations on a great career and
no
on
doubt.
Your retirement. And we know you, like you said, you want to do a lot of other stuff, but, man, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, no
doubt. Yeah, time away and with your family and personal time, man.
Yeah.
Earned it.
All right, thanks.
No doubt. And Mazel Tov is something to aspire for us, especially to see you, you know, have your career and then walk out when you're done and not be put out. I love the way you're going out.
Right.
That's the best
right.
way to go, my man. So
right.
all the best to you and your family, Donald. You know that. We appreciate you and the standard that you set in this business. Continued success, my
okay.
man.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Thanks a lot, Chris. Really appreciate it, man.
All right, brother. Happy holidays. The great Donald Hunt, Rob.
No doubt.
And, that's a
we all wish we
years,
could do it
man.
That way, Chris. Seriously, 43. I got 35 in, about to start my 36, but 43 is incredible. 30 years at the same place. 30 years getting your paycheck at the same place.
I know
incredible.
That's a lot. You had 35 jobs, right?
Yeah, right.
Is it more than that now?
Yeah,
it's
like
probably
37.
More than that now.
Right, yeah, 37
wow.
jobs.
Yeah, nah, that's a great tribute to him, man. I'm glad we had him on. All right, it is the Odd Couple. We got plenty of more to get to over the next 2 hours. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here, Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM. Keep it locked, Chris and Rob.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.